Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. You've got Jamie and Josh both with you today, and we're talking about something that is confusing for a lot of people, and it's building authority versus expertise. What the difference is and why we even care about that.
Right. And there is a big difference. I think it's, just because you have credentials doesn't necessarily give you credibility. So I think that that's a big distinction there.
And we all know advisors who are brilliant at what they do. They know every strategy. They know every regulation. They know taxes, retirement planning, loophole, but they're almost invisible in their marketplace. They just, they aren't seen and getting the prospects that they want.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you've got other advisors out there that, you know, they've got maybe the same depth of knowledge, maybe more knowledge, but
or maybe less
or less. Right. And they're not seen as the authority in their community. So I think that's the big difference, is just because, like we were talking, you've got those credentials doesn't mean you always get the credibility. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yep. So you have on one side somebody who has all the knowledge, all the credentials, all the expertise, not getting the people that they want. On the other side, you have maybe somebody who doesn't have that deep level of expertise, but they're seen to as the go-to person in their community. That's authority. And that's what we're going to talk about. So start by defining the terms. Expertise is seen or defined as what you know, where authority is what others believe you know, and then how they respond to what they believe you know.
Exactly. So authority includes, I would say, influence. It's about being trusted, respected, you're followed. So you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. You need to be the one that everyone listens to.
Yeah, in this day and age in social media and influencers, it's, think of it that way. We see the impact of influencers and the people that they have on those that are following them. Same type of thing in whatever your field of expertise is in. If you're seen as an authority in that field, people are going to respond to what you recommend that they do or the strategies that you put forth. There was a recent article, I think it was in Harvard Business Review, and it was about like thought leadership versus subject matter expertise, really tied into this. And they put it this way: experts inform, authorities transform. And that really stuck with me. Experts inform, authorities transform. We had the opportunity recently to go to Scott Keffer's boot camp. And this is something that he talks a lot about. In fact, it's something that he almost zeroes in on with like a laser-like focus to, one, help advisors understand the difference and why they should care about it. But two, then how do I go about doing that and establishing authority for myself?
That's great. I can think of several advisors that have really deep knowledge of enhanced planning strategies, but we're struggling to grow. And so one of the things we did with one of our advisors is we had them start writing a monthly column for his local newspaper. He launched a YouTube channel answering just basic tax questions, enhanced planning questions. And then slowly but surely, he became seen as that authority in his community, and his referrals tripled in 6 months. So it works.
Yeah, I can think of so many examples of advisors that have done things like that. And they're almost always surprised, like, I can't believe that worked, you know? And it is something that we talk a lot about it's especially important as consumers are overwhelmed, right? We're not in the age of quick answers and I want information at my fingertips. We're not always looking for the most technical answer. We're not looking for necessarily the 30-minute explanation of how to go do it yourself, a DIY, right? That's expertise. What we're looking for is somebody that we trust to guide us, and authorities get attention. They build trust. They have that influence, and then they drive action.
It reminds me, if you think about our industry, you've got Ken Fisher, Dave Ramsey, Dr. Oz, Suze Orman, right? So you may not agree with all of their advice per se, but millions are tuned in because they have all the authority. They're on TV, radio, social media. They write books. They all look the part. So that's what separates them from somebody else.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Those are all names likely that we recognize. And like you said, we may not always agree with their advice, but we cannot argue that they are seen as the authority in their respective fields, which leads us, I think, to a crucial point in that authority isn't something that you get crowned. Like suddenly somebody doesn't say, oh, you are the one that I consider an authority. You have to build it, and you build it by becoming visible, being consistent, delivering that message. It can be a variety of ways. So I think that's what we want to zero in on this episode is you're listening and you're thinking, okay, I feel like I've got the expertise. I don't know that I have the influence in my community. Well, how can I go about building that authority? We're going to talk through 5 strategies. First thing is just create content with a clear point of view. And this is where I think expertise can muddy the waters. We want to talk about the technicality of Roth conversions and get into our language when really what we should be saying is, hey, here's why most retirees overlook the biggest tax risk. It's a slight differentiator, but it makes a world of difference when people then are trusting you and listening to you.
So get published, right? So write articles for your blog, LinkedIn, local media, publish consistently is a big key there.
Yeah, there's lots of opportunities, right? It doesn't have to be something where, oh, well, I don't have a Forbes article that I can be seen in. You've got to start small and start building that up. That's how opportunities to get published and bigger things happen. And there are, of course, things that you could do to do paid articles and things like that in publications, which we see and we help with people all the time. But there are things that are like a grassroots effort that you can do. You can just start writing articles. You can post them on your own page. You can post them on your own social media. You can write for the local paper. You can be a guest on other people's podcasts. Sometimes that's even more impactful than hosting your own podcast, which is also an option. You don't need millions of listeners. You just need the right listeners, local shows, niche audiences, and then you can repurpose that content and take clips and post that on your own things. That's the kind of thing that gets you start to be seen as an authority.
And we can help with all that entire process. We can help with that and make it easy.
Yep, exactly. The other thing I think you could do is speak locally, right?
Sure. Host workshops, volunteer to speak at Rotary clubs, Chamber of Commerce, churches. So it really oftentimes it starts in your backyard.
I was recently approached by our local church, and they asked, would I be interested in doing a Dave Ramsey type course for one of their women's groups that is focused on like helping women going through transition, maybe single moms, kind of helping them get back on their feet. And you have an initial reaction, I think, to think, oh gosh, I'm so busy and it's not really that doesn't present a great prospecting opportunity. Those aren't the people that are going to be prospects for me. But one, it helps those in our community. Two, it is additional things that I'm doing in my community that are establishing me as an authority. So when I have prospects that do fit my demographic, they see that I'm doing all of these things. We all have opportunities like that that are available if we, one, ask. You probably just have to ask somebody if it would be beneficial, or two, start making connections with people that could set that up for you. The other thing I think we could do is a branded system, right? I mean, this is something that we do internally at Gradient. We have lots of advisors that have named their process.
Yeah, creates clarity. Sounds like you have authority, right? So, hey, and we've got a 5-step process. Gradient is called the New Generation Retirement Planning Process, right? 5 steps, probably not too terribly different than what other advisors do out there, but it's branded. And so it gives that authority.
Yep. It's an important one because we all have a tendency to want to say we help with comprehensive retirement planning. Well, that's not everybody says. So you have to think of a way to start differentiating yourself. That can be with, well, and it can start with just the process and what you take people through, but then build upon that with all those other things that we've outlined today. So what are your key takeaways, things that you would recommend somebody do if they're listening and they're like, I don't really know where to start?
First one I would say is that expertise is internal, right? You know, you're smart, you know your stuff, but authority is external. And so you need both of those if you're going to be successful in this business.
That's such a good point. You need both. So obviously you can't have authority if you don't have the expertise. We're not saying only care about what people perceive you know and don't worry about what you actually know, but we need people to know and see you as somebody that has all the expertise that you do. Without both, you're in trouble. Authority is attracting and it's opening doors that your technical skills and your expertise alone will not. So where would you say people start?
I would say, you know, you want to start with building authority, right? And so it's really comes down to strategy, not an ego, but strategy about, you know, building trust, clarity, and that visibility. So start small, single article, a single talk, you know, you give a talk, have somebody take a video of that, post it, and that can start to shift people's perception of what it is you do and start seeing you as that authority.
Yep, absolutely. And if you're listening and you're like, okay, I want to do that, I don't really know what to do, what to say, what kind of content, we've got you. We've got all of that. And this is something that we help people with all the time. So reach out. You're probably closer to being seen as an authority than you realize. It is making small tweaks with the things that you're already doing, maybe repurposing content that you're already spending time, effort, and money to get out there and create to really make sure that people are seeing you as the authority that you are. So I think that's it for today. As always, you know how to reach out to us. If you are not yet subscribing to the podcast, we hope that you will, because that ensures that you don't miss an episode. You'll get notified when new content drops. And if this is helpful, or you think any of the content that we've shared would be beneficial to another advisor that you know, we would certainly appreciate a rating, a review, and share it with somebody else that needs to hear it. That's it for us today. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.